Hello, everybody. It is Fantai Bridges, your host, and you are listening to Voices for Change. So today we are going to be talking about a man in a woman's world, on allyship, and gender inequality. So gender inequality is an issue that manifests across the globe and throughout human history. In fact, the oldest records of gender inequality were found in China more than 2,500 years ago. The most common definition of gender inequality is, and I quote, "a social process which people are treated differently and disadvantageously under similar circumstances on the basis of gender," end quote. So gender inequality is an issue that is multidimensional and is experienced in many different areas of society, such as gender discrimination in the workplace. On average, men will make more money for the same job that a woman has. In Kenya, a woman earns 55 Kenyan shillings for every 100 Kenyan shillings a man earns, according to the World Economic Forum in the Daily Nation article. This practice happens quite frequently in corporate hiring and employee salaries. And Moody, a corporate law counsel, stated, "What ends up happening in practice is favoritism and chauvinism, and particularly in the aspect of equal pay for work of equal value done." However, wage discrimination in Kenya, among other countries, can happen discreetly and more indirectly as well. The International Labour Organization, ILO, reported it manifests itself in different structures and custom practices, such as, for instance, the way wages are structured and the relative weight in overall remuneration of seniority or of bonuses that reward long hours or continued presence in the workplace. One prime example of indirect gender-based wage discrimination is the martial status consideration or factor. Some employers will use martial status as a critical determinant for a woman's job title or pay, while estimating the likelihood of pregnancy and maternal leave. There are also stereotypes and double standards when it comes to gender. The gender norm for a man is to be aggressive and confident, while women are supposed to be nurturers and soft-spoken. We also associate careers with genders. For example, we associate doctors to be men and nurses to be women. And these perceptions are harmful as they perpetuate discrimination and inhibit opportunities for women. It keeps women at a disadvantage. There are some manifestations of gender inequality. They range from workplace to lifestyle to gender-based violence, which we spoke about in an earlier post. However, these discriminations can or could be exacerbated by new policies that address the COVID-19 impact, according to James Atema, a public policy expert. He states, quote, "These policies must include issues that affect women. The policy is everything as it directs resources, and women should, from this moment, engage in the discourse," end quote. While the effects of COVID are tragic, a new beginning may be the silver lining for gender equality. If women are included and represented in decision-making as the countries rebuild itself, equality can be ingrained in the system for years. Which leads us to the question, what is a man's role in a woman's world? And how can men lift and empower their peers, their female or woman peers, to have the same opportunities and respect that he has? Men play a very significant role in gender equality. In fact, it really can't happen without them, given that gender inequality is rooted in power dynamics that favor men. They have a certain responsibility and privilege to redistribute this inherited power between all genders, even exceeding cis women. And honestly, being outspoken about an issue can be daunting, especially in consideration to someone's religion, culture, where they live, in their social circles. It can be intimidating. However, activism does not have to be black or white. Effort, even a little, goes a long way. It would be nice to say that, yeah, everybody could go to protests, everybody could donate to all these different campaigns, run social media accounts, be social organizers, etc. But not everybody has this luxury. And to be quite honest, no single person has the power to fix the entire world, let alone something that has existed for thousands of years. A movement takes participation and group effort, emphasis on group. So that leads us to what a man can do. What are the steps? What actions can they make to be allies and support women? And I think to start, the most important thing, I mean, they're all important, but this, I think, is the foundation, would be to introspect and self-educate. Introspection is an essential component of activism. It requires you to reflect on your beliefs and values and confront your own biases. Doing so provides you an excellent opportunity to self-educate on topics that you may not understand completely. Like the fact that a social issue is learned, it also has to be unlearned as well. And I think that's really important, and to remind yourself when you're going through this journey of becoming an ally to feminism and gender equality. And I see this a lot in people's reactions to the word feminism. I think this is a really good example for introspection. I think it seems to be frequently translated into the idea that we must bring men down to bring women up. And this is a misconception that's completely wrong, because in reality, feminism is actually the social movement that provides equality between all genders. Instead of bringing men down, it's just lifting women up so that they have the same power and privileges and rights that men have. And I think that this contention is a perfect example of when introspection should be used. If the term feminism invokes fear, anger, or discomfort, you should ask yourself these questions. Why do I feel this way? What brought me to these beliefs? What influence does my background have? Do I believe that men should have more rights and privileges than women? And why? And who makes these decisions? Do you think that life in society is well off with gender inequality? And what's the worst thing that could happen if women had the same rights as me? Analyze those worst case scenarios. And I think one of the most profound questions to ask yourself, especially if you're a cis man, is what do I gain from male privilege? What have I gained from male privilege? And how do I acknowledge that? You might find yourself embarrassed to have these thoughts, but the point is not just about your beliefs. It's about what you do to change and grow as a person. Instead of dismissing these thoughts, challenge these beliefs and self-educate. In fact, self-education can be one of the most helpful and empowering tools to use. All right, and on to the second thing that someone can do is confront stereotypes and concepts of masculinity. The confrontation of societal beliefs can be internal and external. You can call out your own biases, kind of like what we were talking about with introspection, but you can also call out others, your peers. But before we dive into the how, let's dive into the why. We briefly covered the consequences of stereotypes. However, there are less obvious impacts of sexism. We often see that manhood is defined by violence, sex, status, and aggression. And going by that same logic, women are inferred as inferior, weak, submissive, and emotional. But these tropes do not service anyone. Yes, it is in your interest as a man, too. How about this? Consider how masculinity exists in your life, regardless whether you gain from it or not. Have you ever felt threatened by those who embody these stereotypes of aggression? Or have you felt inferior because you don't fit the criteria of what it is to, quote, be a man. Have you ever overcompensated in your behavior because of them? Negative masculinity is harmful to men as it pressures them to fit these unrealistic expectations and adopt these characteristics that might not be natural to them. Furthermore, because emotions are associated with femininity, men are frequently taught to suppress their feelings. This suppression can even result in violence as an act of expression of their emotions or a consequence of bottled up emotions that have reached the boiling point, or just pressure to uphold these gender norms. So ways to confront these stereotypes and negative masculinity is one, dismiss the idea and claim that, quote, boys will be boys, unquote, end quote. This phrase is often used as a justification for problematic normative behavior seen in boys, and it perpetuates the issue. Children are incredibly impressionable, so condemning the idea among kids, especially that boys will be boys, boys will be aggressive, is probably one of the most effective ways to promote gender equality. Same goes for the phrase, be a man. What does it mean to be a man other than what society has told us? Pay attention to media, news, and entertainment, and how women are portrayed compared to men. You will start to notice a pattern among these characters that is tiring and overdone. Practice your awareness and criticize it. Also, condemn and shame catcalling and the over-sexualization of women. Stand up to blatant sexism and sexist peers. Consider how gender norms influence your own perception of people. I think that even I'm guilty of this. We see this a lot when women take on characteristics that are considered masculine, such as assertion or assertive behavior. They are criticized as being bossy, whereas men would be praised as leaders. Notice these norms and these double standards in politics and in the workplace. Challenge gender roles. A major example is housework. According to FSG, a mission-driven consulting firm, quote, one critical manifestation of gender inequality across geographies is the disproportionate amount of household responsibilities that fall onto women, end quote. Even in relationships where both parties are employed, women have found to take on more chores than men. As a result, this burden reinforces gender gaps and unequal power dynamics. So, if you are living with your spouse, try dividing the housework as fairly as possible. Also, have an intersectional lens. Intersectionality is the interconnectedness of different social categories within a social justice movement. Rarely in a movement you'll see one type of person. Instead, you have an overlap in people of different ages, color, class, ethnicity, sexuality, gender identities, and more. Some might even face different or harsher discriminations or disadvantages given their social groups. Intersectionality is the nature that social progression can only happen when every social group is included and empowered. This leads us to the next thing a man can do in a woman's world. Is listen. The most supportive thing you can do is to listen to someone's experience and emotions without your own opinions and input. Be someone that your family and friends can trust and confide in. Don't just listen to learn, listen to care and show your solidarity. And finally, be an advocate. And there are so many ways to be an advocate. Join, support, and or donate to advocacy groups. Support campaigners and vote for politicians that support gender equality too. Promote these platforms. Support women in their leadership roles. Start conversations among your peers about sexism and gender equality. Educate your children in your social circles. create safe spaces where people feel comfortable to ask questions and discuss these topics without feeling defensive or attacked. Create a place where they can learn. Be a role model for those around you. Take advantage of your social privileges as a man and use them for good. You can also use this power in the workplace by supporting women's advancement in frontline positions or promotions. Use your voice among decision makers. And if you are a decision maker, empower your women employers. Be inclusive. And those are some of the steps that you can take to be a man in a woman's world and to be an ally and support gender equality. The most important takeaway from this discussion, I think, is to support and grow. It takes a lot of work to deconstruct and discuss an ideology that has been ingrained in our global society and history for years. And it seems the more that we progress, the more we learn. Expect to learn even more. Even if you think that you know everything about gender equality, gender inequality, the history, who's affected, how they're affected, there's always something that you can learn. And there will never be an ultimate knowing or knowledge. So we have to be open for what comes next. And so that's all that we have today for Voices of Change. Please tune in next time, and we'll be happy to hear from you.